They are also named. There are names given in the Veda. The one is called Varuna. The second one is called Mitra. The third one is called Aryaman. And fourth one is called Bhaga. These are the four names, four kings. And each one has a condition. Unless you are as wide as the universe, Varuna is not pleased with you. So, if you want to approach Varuna and get from him the permission to go to the sun, he will say, you become as wide as the universe. That is the law of wideness. You give up all your narrowness, all your egoism, everything that you call yourself, make sacrifice of everything, whichever keeps you bound by prisons of various kinds, you free yourself, then only you can enter into Varuna. But even if Varuna is pleased, all the four doors are not yet open, so you cannot yet approach the sun. You have to also propitiate Mitra. Wideness is one thing. One can be wide, but there is a greater condition that you should be so wide and yet so very minute in your relationships that in every relationship there is friendship. He is called Mitra because he demands the power of friendship from you. There are many people who can be as wide as possible. They can give up all relations in the world and they are so free that they can move about in the world anywhere they like. They can go to the Himalayas and live alone without any need of anything. Or they can move about and travel all about like Parivrajakas. But that is not enough. You have to have another kind of tapasya by which in every relationship you should be able to manifest friendliness, which is more difficult. You can be wide and free from all relations. But to be in relationships and in every relationship, you are able to have friendship. Sarvamitra, Vishwamitra, that was the real name of Vishwamitra, one who is a friend of all. That is another achievement that you should have. The third is Aryaman. Aryaman says that unless you are capable of every kind of effort, you are not entitled to enter into the sun. So, mastery over every effort. And then comes Bhaga. Bhaga is the guardian who demands from you the capacity of enjoyment. Now, this is, people might say, is a very easy condition. But one of the most difficult conditions is the capacity to enjoy. Normally, when we get even a slight enjoyment, we lose balance. But without losing balance, when you can really bear all the ananda of various kinds, then you are enabled to enter into the sun. So when you fulfill all the four, then you can enter into that power from where new creation can be possible. Savitri is a word which is specially meant for new creation. Surya is the one from where all creation starts. But when you want to create a new creation, then that Surya takes the form of Savitri. Now, these four kings, even to approach them is not easy. They are nearest to the sun. But before you can reach these four kings, you have to approach Indra. Without fulfilling Indra, you can't even approach these four. Now, what is the speciality of Indra? Indra is called Sahasraksha. He is called one who has got 1,000 eyes. It's also symbolic. We have only 2 eyes, and with 2 eyes we can see quite a lot. But with 1,000 eyes, what kind of light and knowledge you can possess? This is the kind of light, when you possess, then you are allowed to go forward. So Indra is what is called Goda, that is to say, one, Go means light, Da means giver. He is the giver of light. From the condition in which we are normally, in the condition of darkness, in which we live, we have to rise to a point where we can reach Indra.